C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. After a few weeks' break, I've had a chance to read a whole lot of really good books, and I'm looking forward to telling you about them in the coming weeks. But today I am talking about The Asylum of Dr. Caligari by James Morrow. The Asylum of Dr. Caligari was published by Attachion Publications in 2017, so it's freshly out. And today it's a discussion about art, love, magic and insanity in an alternative history explanation for the outbreak of World War I. In the summer of 1914, Wyndham, a wannabe American artist, has been turned away for an apprenticeship by every famous artist in Europe. Down on his luck and his confidence, Wyndham needs a job and hears of an opportunity at a strange asylum to work as an art therapist. The asylum is run by the strange Dr. Caligari. He uses unusual techniques to cure his patients, but he has an excellent track record and reputation. In true Gothic style, Wyndham is warned of Dr. Caligari's unorthodox methods and the odd goings-on before he accepts the job, by the local innkeeper no less, but Wyndham goes ahead anyway and takes the position. Wyndham learns Dr. Caligari is also an artist, working on his own secretive masterpiece hidden away behind locked doors in the basement of the asylum. Riddled with curiosity and insomnia, Wyndham creeps down in the middle of the night to see Caligari's painting, titled Ecstatic Wisdom. He hides in the background and watches Caligari paint. The painting turns out to be equal parts magic and art, as Caligari uses alchemy to infuse his painting with diabolical intentions. And one day, regiments of soldiers start coming to the asylum to view the painting, from all countries and all sides of the impending World War I. Now, Wyndham enlists his wild and sensual art therapy pupil and lover, Ilona, to help battle the evil schemes of Dr. Caligari, while they consider magic and the true nature of art. They pose the questions of whether art is good or bad, whether art is forever or merely transitory, and the power of art to manipulate people. And what is the responsibility of the artists if they have the power to influence people into war? Now, Wyndham is a bit of a fool, and Ilona is the true hero of the tale for me. She's a real goddess of her art. She saves the day through producing her own work as an antidote to Caligari's paintings. And Ilona is free-spirited and magical. She's lusty and passionate. She not only creates her own work, but creates and gives life to a soldier who steps out of her painting and into real life. And the question of who is sane and who is actually mentally ill hangs over every single character. As with the title and the name of the key character, this book is inspired by and perhaps a sequel to the 1920 film The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, a classic of German expressionist silent cinema. The book and the film both explore the horrors of war. Now, beautifully written and witty and told in the lyrical, mannered and descriptive style of the period, it really reminded me of Wes Anderson's Grand Budapest Hotel. This Asylum of Dr. Caligari is sumptuous and philosophical, thought-provoking, as well as just good fun. So if you enjoy philosophical discussions about art, Americans in Europe, sumptuousness, the blurred lines between sanity and insanity, and World War I, I recommend The Asylum of Dr. Caligari by James Morrow. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review today. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at nde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.